This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A new tool allows Coloradans to track federal cuts that impact their communities. The Impact Project is an effort by the Ohio State University professor, Abby Andre, to map layoffs and budget cuts from the federal government.
The Impact Map includes newspaper articles, some government data to the extent that we can get it and feel that it's verifiable, and also direct testimonials. So we've collected about 1,000 interviews from people directly impacted by these cuts.
The data can be found online at impactproject.org. The Colorado Special Olympics is taking place in Grand Junction. CPR's Tina Sieg.
Special Olympics organizers tell the Daily Sentinel that more than 800 athletes and 300 coaches are expected to take part. The annual event includes adult and youth athletes with intellectual disabilities competing in a wide range of sports, from swimming to powerlifting. Special Olympics was first created in the 1960s by John F. Kennedy's sister, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and holds events across the world. The Colorado Special Olympics theme for 2025 is superheroes. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A coal mine waste pile the size of a football field has been burning for the past 20 years. That's in southern Colorado. Crews are now working to put it out. The site near Florence in Fremont County is on private land and can look like a wildfire. Work should wrap up by fall. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.